You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Please visit our website radiosai.org to listen to our free internet streaming service. On this website, you can access audio streams. The first three are Asia Stream, Afri Stream and Ameri Stream, which offer you programs in the languages common to these geographic regions. The other two streams are Bhajan Stream and Discourse Stream. Click on the Bhajan Stream to listen to Asai Bhajan at any time of the day. Similarly, to listen to the divine voice of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, please log on to the Discourse Stream. Just log on to radiosai.org and experience the divine love of Bhagavan Sri Satya Sai Baba. For any inquiries, please email us at listener@radiosai.org.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Placing my most humble pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagwan, Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Dear listeners, this is Raghu in the service of Sai from Team Radio Sai, speaking to you live from the studios of Radio Sai, situated in the holy and blessed hamlet, Puttaparthi. Well, dear listeners, today is third day of the new year 2013. So, dear listeners, on the behalf of the entire Radio Sai team, I wish you all a very happy, holy and prosperous new year 2013. Also today, being a holy Thursday, dear listeners, welcome to today's Thursday Live. Well, the time in our studio is 11:03 a.m. and this is a segment, Service Love in Action. And in this segment, I speak about the various service projects initiated by Bhagwan and inspired by this, the various service activities taken up by Swami's students and his devotees. Swami, in one of his divine discourses, said, and I quote, "From my earliest years, I have been concerned about providing three primary requisites for our people, free education, free medical aid, and free basic amenities like drinking water. Education is for the head, medical care is for the heart, and pure water is for the whole body. These three cover the main requirements of life. To provide these three gives one greatest gratification." Unquote. So, on the medical field, Swami has constructed two super specialty hospitals which treats patients absolutely free of cost. The first super specialty hospital in Puttaparthi was inaugurated by Bhagwan on 22nd November 1991 and the second in Whitefield, Bangalore was inaugurated on 19th January 2001. These two hospitals are referred to as temples of healing. Well, dear listeners, this is the month of January and 19th of this month happens to be the 12th anniversary of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of High Medical Sciences, that is the Sri Satya Sai Super Speciality Hospital in Whitefield, Bangalore. Well, talking about these hospitals, dear listeners, I am reminded of an incident. The hospital in the Whitefield, the building is constructed in the shape of the letter K. So somebody asked Swami, "Swami, does the letter K stand for Karnataka?" Well, dear listeners, this is what we humans think. Just because the hospital is in Bangalore, which is in the Indian state Karnataka, and is constructed in the shape of letter K, we think that K stands for Karnataka. But Swami's love is perpetual and universal. So when someone asks Swami, "Swami, does the letter K stand for Karnataka?" Swami immediately replied, "No. The letter K stands for Karuna, that is compassion." Dear listeners, isn't this wonderful? So today in the segment Service Love in Action, I'll be playing for you two wonderful programs related to the Sri Satya Sai Super Speciality Hospital in Whitefield, Bangalore. But to begin with, let me play for you a melodious Sai Bhajan. This bhajan is from the album Bhavanjali, a Sai Blossom product.
Vishwanatha Sai नाथ हरे Vishwanatha Sai Nath Hare Sai Nath Hare.
You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Sathya Sai Baba. SSC On Air is a weekly radio series in which we bring you interesting, inspiring and enjoyable radio classes on Sathya Sai education in human values. Each lesson plan incorporates all the teaching techniques prescribed by Bhagwan Baba.
Sai Ram children.
Sai Ram teacher.
Teacher, please tell us what is in your hand. What is it?
Oh, it's a surprise for you for today's class. You will know in a moment.
Teacher, it is a letter H. It is a flashcard of letter H. Big H and small H.
But teacher, why did you give us the letter H?
We shall discuss about it soon. Now let us make the sound of the letter H. Lovely. H seems to be happy letter. All of you are laughing. Ha ha ha. And do you know, our Baba loves happy smiling children. So, always be happy. Now, it's time for the class to begin.
When you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. When you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. When you're happy and you know it, and you really want to show it. When you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. When you're happy and you know it.
SSC On Air is a weekly radio series in which we bring you interesting, inspiring and enjoyable radio classes on Sathya Sai education in human values. Each lesson plan incorporates all the teaching techniques prescribed by Bhagwan Baba. You can listen to SSC On Air on Asia Stream of Radio Sai every Sunday at 7:30 p.m. To know more about the timings of this weekly series, SSC On Air, on other streams of Radio Sai, please go to the schedule page of our website radiosai.org. You can download and listen at leisure by visiting the link radiosai.org/SSE. That is radiosai.org/SSE. Thank you and happy listening. Sai Ram.
You are listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony. Radio Sai brings to you every day the teachings and the universal message of love of Bhagavan Sri Sathya Sai Baba.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, welcome once again to today's Thursday Life. You are with me, Raghu, and this is the segment Service Love in Action. And in this segment, we bring you accounts of Swami's love and our love for Swami, translating into service to humanity. Dear listeners, this is the month of January, and as I mentioned in the beginning, 19th of this month happens to be the 12th anniversary of the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences situated in Whitefield, Bangalore. On this occasion, I will be playing for you a conversation with Dr. Ravi Goyal, a neurosurgeon from USA who makes annual visits to Swami's hospital in Whitefield, rendering selfless service in the Department of Neurology. This conversation was recorded in the month of April 2012, and in conversation with Dr. Ravi Goyal is Radio Sai's Pishu Prishti. This conversation was recorded in the neurology OPD of the hospital, so it has got a lot of ambient noise.
I'd like to welcome you, sir, Dr. Ravi Goyal, to Sathya Sai Institute. And before we start, could you just give us a little bit on your background? And you've been a neurosurgeon for a very long time. Could you just tell us a little bit about your background and where, how?
Yeah, I originally came from India. Then I did my fellowship from England. And then I did my residency in the United States. Now I've been in practice for almost over 20 years. I was trained, it was general neurosurgery. But of course nowadays there are endovascular specialization, spine specialization, but during my training we were trained as a general neurosurgeon, so I do a bit of it.
Why neurosurgery?
Why neurosurgery is an interesting thing. I was actually a general surgeon and I switched to neurosurgery. As a general surgeon, the only time that I got scared when a head injury hit the emergency room. And in those days when we were being trained, I did my Master of Surgery in India, and I used to get panic attacks. And we didn't have a neurosurgical program in our medical school. And that was the reason why I was so fascinated by neurosurgery. That's why I decided to go to neurosurgery.
But you actually panicked when you saw head injuries?
Yes.
But it sounds actually a bit contradictory that you panicked when you saw head injuries, but then you took up neurosurgery. You wanted to get over that feeling?
No, I wanted to know more about it. Because at that time, we had not much understanding about neurosurgery at all. And that was my motivation to go into neurosurgery.
So you took it up as a challenge?
I would say so.
And where in the US?
In fact, I did my neurosurgery and part of the training was in England. But then there were some issues because of how medicine is run in England. And I didn't like few things. So that's why I decided to move to the United States.
And where have you been working in the United States?
Mostly in Michigan, at the Bay Regional Medical Center. It is associated with McLaren Hospital. So it is a regional center. And I retired as a director of that hospital and chairman of the Department of Neurosciences.
That's wonderful. I think it's such a heartening feeling that a person of your accomplishment is taking time off and serving in Swami's hospital. It really adds a lot of value to the service that is being done in this hospital. What is the motivation? Why do you come to this hospital?
Good question. I do not know. The first time I came to this hospital is unlike any other hospital I have ever been. When I go back, I tell my nurses that this is one place where everything is just spick and span. You can actually walk barefooted on the ground. I have never seen any hospital like that, even in US. I don't think you will find such cleanliness and the way it is kept. That is the truth.
We are very curious to know how you happen to know about this hospital.
I suppose I came to Swami first, and that is how I learned about Baba Hospital.
Okay, and when did that happen?
Must be about 10 or 12 years back.
Yes.
But it took me about 3 to 4 years to actually be able to come and serve there.
Okay. And you came to know Baba through a book or a friend told you? How did that happen?
That's an interesting story. We are in Michigan and a friend of ours got connected to Swami and she was getting direct messages of Swami. Initially we were followers of Hanumanji and then Shirdi Baba. And she, in fact, was giving direct messages. And one message, if I may share, at Shivratri, we used to go for bhajan at her place. And at one Shivratri, we decided we won't go to bhajans because it was Wednesday, tomorrow I had surgery, so I said we won't go. And it was about lunchtime, and suddenly we got a phone from our friend. And she said, "Well, I have a message from Baba." "What is the message?" She said, "Swami loves you." So that is how we got connected. And since then, she was giving messages of Swami, and that is how we gradually came into Baba's fold.
And when did you see Baba first?
Must be about 10 years back. But I was very skeptical when I went to Swami. And when I went to Swami, I'm sitting there are thousands of people on the men's side and thousands of, obviously, in ladies' side. My wife is somewhere else. I'm sitting here. And Swami is giving a discourse and I'm constantly talking to him. I said, "Swami, I don't agree. I didn't call the Swami at that time. I called, Baba, I don't agree, because in Hindu philosophy, husband and wife pray together. And this is not right.
Oh,
this is not right. So, as the talk finished, a guy comes to me, he said, Sir, you are from America. I said, yes, I am. Sir, I am from Toronto. I see. Do you want to have close darshan of Swami? I said, yeah. So he said, listen, go to that mandir, stand in the queue, and some people will be allowed to go inside the temple, and then you will have close darshan of Baba. I said, okay. So I did that. And at that time, we did not know the anatomy of the place, so we had this sort of a guy, chaperone I should say, he was guiding us through. So we are sitting there, and I've closed my eyes, I'm meditating, and the person who was assisting me, he gives me a tap on the shoulder. He says, sir, sir, madam is sitting there. Sure enough, there was that carpet in between aisle. I was sitting here and my wife was sitting on the next. I mean,
this was in the bhajan hall.
This was in the bhajan hall in the small temple. But even then, I was not convinced about Swami, because we are physicians and we are always skeptical about things. But it took me some time before I really realized that this was something that he listened to what I was saying and he fulfilled that right on the first time.
So that is how your journey to Swami began.
That is true. That is true.
And then you came back the next year?
Yes. I do not know why. That is something I just can't understand, why the urge was there to come again. And second time we came, again we used to sit in the general place. And that time I heard about this Swami's hospital, and I said I should work there. And I think by that time neurosurgical center was not even built.
Yes.
So my friend in Michigan, she said, Ravi, this Swami is building a neurosurgical hospital. If you are interested, why don't you work there? I said, I'd love to do that. And I sent an application and written, but nothing was happening. And then finally another friend, and they are Jody and Ted, Ted and Jody Cleary, they said, yes, they know Dr. Charles Rivoletti. And so apparently she contacted him, so he called, we had email contact. And
this is Ted Henry.
Ted Henry, yes.
Oh, yes.
Ted Henry and Jody.
Journalists.
They're very good friends of ours.
Wonderful.
Ted Henry and Jody Cleary. Yeah. So, and I was excited when I was able to come here.
Okay. So you came to this hospital first, not the Puttaparthi hospital?
No.
Because the neurosurgery department is here.
Exactly.
And how was that experience? First time you're visiting Swami's hospital, and you've been someone who has seen hospitals in the UK, you've worked in the hospital, you've been director of hospital in US. How did it feel when you came to this hospital for the first time?
I was skeptical, and I did not know what all is being done, but I realized that the technical work these guys are doing is just beyond me. This is the truth, absolutely. Because the I went around with them, I saw the guys operating in the operating room, and the complicated cases that they were dealing with is just beyond me, I have to say. Because the cases they do here, once a week, we do that maybe once a year.
Maybe you can give us a few instances.
Intraventricular tumor is one. They are doing it almost once a week. And we don't see intraventricular tumors that frequently. Is there a difference? Is there a reason for it? I suppose there is, because this is a hospital which is a charity hospital. It caters to the entire country. People will come from all over the place. Whereas in United States, they're all states, and every single state will have many hospitals. So I think the volume would obviously be much more here, and it is understandable.
Earlier you mentioned that one of the features of this hospital which blew you over was the cleanliness. And now you're sharing about the variety of cases. that especially what you have seen in the neurosurgery department. Is there anything else about this hospital which fascinates you?
Yes, I see Sevada. People running all over, and they are so excited to work to get an assignment here. I understand they come every 2 months, a group from one state and a group from other state. I mean, this is just beyond me. The love and affection and the work they do over here. This entire hospital is taken care of by the Sevadals. They're running around. I don't mean the
non-medical
work. I meant yes. So that really is impressive.
I think that is something which helps in this hospital being a mansion of love. I remember the Prime Minister, when he came to inaugurate this hospital in 2001, he made this statement. He said, "This is not a hospital, this is a temple of healing." And when we look at the Sevadals, the love with which they do their service, as you just mentioned, I'm amplifying this since you mentioned this, you get a feeling that it is because of the love with which they undertake any particular act, any particular task. It could be something very simple. I think that is what contributes to the ambience of the place. What do you have to say about the ambience of this place?
The MES does not look like a hospital. That is true, and if I can take the word what you have said, it really is, the ambience is that of a temple. I would agree with that. And yet, all sorts of complicated work is being done here. It is so refreshing to be in an operating theater or around and hear Swami's bhajan going on. So refreshing. It is so divine, so spiritual.
And of course, the common fact about this hospital, which is unique, is the non-commercial aspect of every facet of its operations. What kind of impact you think is that having on the patients, firstly? Secondly, on the doctors, does it make any difference in the way the doctor treats the patient when he knows that there is nothing to do with cost involved in the whole operation?
In fact, when I come here, of course now recently retired, but when I was working, I went back being charged. Charged to do in my own way whatever I can do to give love and help the patients in any way I can. Because this is certainly a model of love.
It ignited some spark of goodness in your heart.
It certainly does. And I'm sure anyone who comes here or works here would be affected in the same way. I'm almost certain.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, what you're listening to is a conversation with Dr. Ravi Goel, a neurosurgeon from USA who makes annual visits to Swami's hospital in Whitefield, rendering selfless service in the Department of Neurology. Dr. Ravi Goel is a graduate from Lucknow Medical College, and he furthered his FRCS from England and Edinburgh. He is an American board certified in neurosurgery. He started a neurosurgery department in Michigan from scratch. With Swami's guidance and direction, this has now become a multi-million dollar department of neurosciences and was awarded Center for Excellence by the Certifying Committee in USA. He has held the position of chairman and director for the last 3 decades. Dr. Ravi Goel has been making annual visits to the neurosurgery unit in Baba's Super Speciality Hospital at Whitefield. During these visits, he has been conducting classes for the residents and nurses. He has been one of the key members in conducting continuous nursing education through web classes. Dr. Goel has been largely instrumental in taking Baba's work to various multinational companies in USA. Inspired by the nature of work in Baba's hospital, these companies came forward to donate free spinal implants through Dr. Goel. These implants, made of titanium, are the best in that domain. So we had a conversation with him in the month of April 2012, and you are listening to it till now. In conversation with him, he is Radio Sai's Bishu Prashti. It was recorded in the neurology OPD of the hospital, so it has got a lot of ambient noise. Well, dear listeners, before we continue listening to it, let me play for you a soulful bhajan from the album Bhavanjali.
Sai Ram, Parti Pureshwar Ram.
You're listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Trust with Divinity is our weekly series in which we bring you conversations with devotees of Bhagwan Baba from around the globe.
I had a lot of fractures, I had a lot of bruises, and I had breathing problems, but it was Baba, Baba, Baba every day. With every breath, with every step I would take while running, it would be Om Sri Sai Ram.
Well, it actually all started with my mother getting a vision of Swami. This was in 1970 when she was cooking.
There were lots of roses and, of course, tiny little rosebuds which was nowhere ready to bloom. And he just touched it with his finger.
Mm-hmm.
And just like a movie or a video, mm-hmm. right in front of my eyes, you know, this rosebud started to get bigger and bigger and bigger and opened out into a beautiful rose.
Love all, serve all. We've made as famous as Swami has at the Hard Rock because we put it on millions and millions of t-shirts, jackets, buttons, badges, everything. If you got your check, if you work for me at the top, love all, serve all. We put huge signs up in every restaurant around the world.
Trust with Divinity is our weekly series in which we bring you conversations with devotees of Bhagwan Baba from around the globe. You can listen to this on Asia Stream of Radio Sai every Tuesday at 9:50 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. To know more about the timings of this weekly series, Trist with Divinity, on other streams of Radio Sai, please go to the schedule page on our website, radiosai.org. Or you can download and listen to any interview of your choice in the Trist with Divinity series at your leisure by visiting the link radiosai.org/trist. That is radiosai.org/TRYST or Trist. Thank you and happy listening. Sai Ram.
Radio Sai Global Harmony offers you Sai Inspires, a daily inspirational service which emails you an inspirational message and a beautiful picture of Bhagavan Baba every single day. To subscribe to this free email service, please visit our website radiosai.org. For any inquiries, please email us at h2h@radiosai.org.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, so let me read out for you today's Sai Inspires message. What is the purpose of the repetition of the divine name in the game of life? Our loving Lord explains it clearly in today's message. I quote, "So long as the consequence of karma persists, you are bound to be born again and again to finish the consumption thereof. The slate of karma can be wiped clean, so that your account of birth and death can be settled and closed with no balance. The name of the Lord can light the spark of love within you to ignite this fire of spiritual wisdom which will guide your mind towards this goal. Just as two branches of a tree, when grated one against another for some time, generates enough heat to set the tree on fire, so too, continuous and sincere repetition of the names of the Lord will light the spark of wisdom within you. The Holy Bhagavad Gita says, Jnanagni Dagda Karmanam, the flames of wisdom reduce to ashes the effects of all activities. They do not affect one anymore, just like a rope that has been reduced to ash can bind no more. Unquote. This excerpt is taken from a Divine Discourse delivered by Bhagwan on October 17, 1966. Dear listeners, this is the Sai Inspires message. Today's Sai Inspires message, which came to you as Radio Sai's inspirational email service. If you have not yet subscribed for this service of Radio Sai, please do it right now by visiting the website radiosai.org. Well, dear listeners, the time in our studio is 11:45 a.m., a pleasant day here at Prashanthi Nilayam Ashram. And this is the segment, Service, Love in Action. And I am Raghu from Team Radio Sai. Well, this is the month of January and it's a new year, 2013. As I mentioned earlier, 19th of this month happens to be the 12th anniversary of the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield, Bangalore. So, I am playing for you a conversation that we had with Dr. Ravi Goyal, a visiting neurosurgeon in this hospital. Just a while ago, I played for you its first part. Let's now continue listening to this conversation. This conversation was recorded on April 2012 in the Neuro OPD of the hospital. So, dear listeners, the audio has got a lot of ambient noise, and in conversation with him is Radio Sai Special Prasthi.
And now you are here on a mission. You've got this implants all the way from the US, and you've been trying and to see how many surgeries you can do in this short visit of 2 weeks and help as many patients as you can with this particular complicated procedure. Probably you can give us a little more details about this particular mission on which you are here. This is the month of March. We are almost getting into March now, 2012. And it's very heartening that you are here even after Swami's physical presence is not there now. But still, the mission goes on and you have been his instrument and you continue to be his instrument. Please first share about the mission on which you are here.
This implant mission, I do not know if Swami started it. Swami is responsible for it. I don't take any credit for that. It just happened. The first time there was a synthes rep who had some spare instruments, and he said, "Sir, where are you going, doc?" So I said, "I'm going on mission to India." He said, "What sort of it?" So I told him a bit about it. He said, "Listen, I've got some spare instruments. Would you like to take them?" I said, "Sure." I had some. Then I talked to my OR, operating room, they call it OR over there. So I said, "Listen, I'm going." He said, "Hey, doc, I've got Midas Rex drill, which is lying waste. It is now obsolete. We are not using this." I said, "Yeah, I'll take it." So I ran down and I had to, went to Dr. Sola. It so happened that Dr. Sola was coming to India, so I gave it to him. So he sent those drill bits, and that is how it all evolved. And later on, it was another company, Zimmer. So the rep was there, and again, same thing. So I said, "Listen, can do you support?" And I have to say, American companies go out of their way to support mission work. They are so generous, it's unbelievable. In fact, at that time when I was just talking about voluntary work, there are surgeons who go with their own team to third world countries like Guatemala or other places, and they do voluntary work, and the instrument companies support that whole mission. But of course here, everything is here, so I didn't really need to bring my team, etc. So I talked to them, said, "No sir, no problem, we'll do that." And this is how it evolved. And I said, "Okay." It turned out, but the first time it had to go through World Foundation, so there was a lot of red tape. But Zimmer also, it took them some time to get through the system. Then I talked to the other company, Medtronic. They said, no problem, we'll ship the instruments, you don't have to do anything. So this was much simpler, because right from United States, they shipped the instrument directly to India, and we can use the implants. So, yeah, it's just, so one after the other. First time, I had to ship them. Second time, they shipped it. Third time, the company sends it directly to India. So how Swami works, it is his doing. How he does it.
And can you give us a little more details about what is the particular ailment that this instrument helps to aid the patient with?
They're mostly spine instruments, and for stabilization of the spine. In many cases, we have to remove a portion of the spine, and if we do that, the spine becomes unstable. So therefore, we have to stabilize them, and these are external devices we had to place in the spine to stabilize. So that is basically it. But different companies have different types of, which are suited to different types of ailments. So they're mostly spine instruments.
How expensive is this surgery generally in India or in the US?
In US, it is terribly expensive. I do not know about the expenses in India. Of course, this hospital is...
But in a normal commercial hospital, what do you think would be a rough figure of how much would it cost for the patient to undergo his procedure like this?
If you apply the instrument, the cost of instrument, cost of surgery, cost of anesthesia, cost of surgeons, operating fees, about $30,000, about that much, yeah. Because the instruments are very expensive. In the United States, we are having a problem with the insurances and all, so, but that would be roughly the cost. I'm only telling you hospital stay, etc. The total bundle would be around that. Sure, easily.
What a blessing it is for the patients to receive this in this hospital. It is something possibly we don't realize about the magnitude of what difference it is making to patients' lives. And in fact, when you look at the kind of patients that come to this hospital, it is something which really touches your heart, because I don't know if you really know the stories of many patients who come to this hospital. Possibly you don't get the chance to interact with them at that much a personal level, because you will know their medical history and you will operate them. But I know of so many patients who have sold their land, who have sold whatever little belongings they have just to pay for the fare to come to the hospital. But for this hospital, these patients possibly would have just lived with it or succumbed to it.
I only wish and hope that this may serve as a model and might spread to other countries. I only wish and hope. And I'm sure Swami has done this for a reason. Of course, we do have free clinics in a small way. Each state, I have been doing the voluntary clinics, and my son has been doing voluntary clinics, and others do voluntary clinics, but they are only outpatient. And then medical companies donate drugs. So they get outpatient care, they get medications, but that's about all. From those clinics, they are referred to neurosurgeons, and we have done surgeries and we have not charged a penny. Hospital has written off it. So that is happening, but not at this scale. This is a humongous scale. I mean, this is just beyond.
As you mentioned, service is happening at such a humongous scale. It is sad that many people, many institutions in India are still unaware that such a thing exists in India. In fact, I can say that 50% of Bangalore itself will not be knowing that there is something like this happening in their own city. Because the normal tendency is to think that, okay, if some hospitals offer free service, you know what, it will be just some kind of service. It will not be something of standard. That is the general impression. People just don't give it so much of attention because they think it is free service. But you have seen in this hospital, and your perspective on this is something which possibly is what we could share with the world.
But that what you said is very true, because when I came here, even I did not realize that the quality of work that is being done here is vis-a-vis any hospital in the United States. And the amount of technical skill and the quality of work that is being done here is comparable to any hospital in the United States. And the number of cases they are doing here is much beyond than any hospital in the United States. That is for sure. That's what's impressive. In fact, when I went back, and the first time, my hospital marketing department wanted me to send them some story about it, and that was published in our hospital magazine. And Vasu was here, so we had telemedicine and all those pictures I had taken. And they couldn't believe when I showed an aerial picture of the hospital. He said, "Is this the hospital you are going to? You went for mission?" So I said, "Yes." He said, "This is unbelievable. We don't have such a hospital even in the United States." They couldn't believe that this is a charitable hospital. Yes, that story was in that hospital magazine, and nurses and all were just astounded.
The message has to go out. I think the world needs this message.
Absolutely, I agree with you. I wish more things can happen. And there's no dearth of volunteers, and there's no dearth of money in the United States. In general, in the United States, the people are extremely generous. And in fact, the stats have shown the highest amount of voluntary donations are coming from middle-income people. Not the high-income people, but the middle-income people who are just having a regular salary, and they are just having trouble to make both hands meet. Those are the people who are donating the maximum amount.
They have a big heart.
They have a big heart. American in general. That is the truth.
And with that big heart, if you have a pure intention and someone who can stand up and take an initiative of this kind, anything is possible. Because that is what we have seen from the life of Swami. Anything is possible when you have pure love. If you look at the life of Swami, I think that is what always so obvious, that he is someone who just had that passion to go out and do something for others. It's wonderful talking to you, Doctor. What would you like to say finally about this particular visit? Because I know it is in a changed circumstance.
When I left the United States, I prayed to Swami. I said, "Swami, just fulfill whatever you want me to do. I am at your service. Just let me do whatever you want me to do. And I'll be very grateful."
You're going to Prashanthi Alayam too?
Yes, I'm going to Prashanthi. It will be a very tough visit, because the first time I'm going to visit Prashanthi after Swami is gone. It will not be.
It's not going to be easy. But you know he is with you. You must have felt his presence wherever you are. I know it's a very moving experience every time you see the Samadhi. After you came to know Swami, has it in any manner changed your perspective in the way you deal with patients? Has it in any manner changed you as a doctor?
Well, after I have been to Swami, as I said, I was very skeptical. Later on, I saw his love, and I was yearning for that. Then the next step was I started working in his hospital. I saw the amount of work is being done by people who are qualified, and they are doing all that with such love and devotion. When I go back and I see patients in the United States, I at least try in my own way to make them comfortable. I cannot take their disease away. I cannot cure all of them. What I endeavor to do is to at least give them love and listen to them, sit with them, answer questions, and at least go an extra mile to help their suffering. My wife, who is a psychiatrist, she has been wanting to come and do the same thing, and we have asked Swami if he permits. She would like to do her voluntary seva if possible. Swami in one stroke does multidimensional work. He touches people in different ways, and for sure he has touched me and our family. It is just as well that I and my wife, we are both, we call ourselves Sai devotees. I hope you will accept that. So that is a great boon.
And once you've had this changed perspective of dealing with patients, treating them with more love, giving them more time, listening to them, what kind of an impact it had in the way the healing process happens in the patient? Did you see any change in the way the patients reacted to your medicines, to the condition that they have been treating with?
Well, patients reacted, the hospital reacted, and the administration reacted. How? Because, I mean, I'm one of the physicians. Many people retire, but the administration went out of their way to give me a send-off. How could that be? It has to be Swami's love. That's all I can say. And many people come and go. Of course, that is how it happens. But why should that happen? To me, I just do not know. I just do not know.
And I'm sure, just as the administration was so happy to have you in their hospital, the patients also would have been so happy to interact with you, to have you as their doctor, because they know here is someone who is going to listen to their problems. And I have spoken to many doctors, and most of them say that the doctor operates, you know, it's God who heals, it's the patient who has to support, the patient who has to cooperate. Only then the healing happens faster. And I suppose when you have a doctor who is listening to the patients, then the patient is more cooperative, patient is more willing to undergo that process, and that perhaps helps in the healing process. The other day, I just saw a patient, and the doctor told me that this boy, he underwent a long orthopedic procedure to correct something on their foot, and what would have taken 6 months to heal, the doctor told me, in Swami's hospital in Puttaparthi, the patient got cured in 3-4 months because that little boy had that spirit in him to always smile.
Indeed, that's true. Absolutely right. And we hear these types of stories all the time. All the time.
That's where the power of the spirit, the power of love comes into play. Finally, did you ever think that a team from Radio Sai would be coming in, recording your impressions?
Swami has done it. Swami does his best. He knows the best.
And as I shared with you, it's really interesting that Radio Sai has this deep connection with this hospital. This hospital is the institution which inspired Michael Noble to offer a channel free to Swami, and that is how Radio Sai started. And now the connection and the association that we have with this hospital is so fantastic. This hospital does amazing work, and we in Radio Sai try and see how we can share this message of selfless service, this message of love to the world. And as you just mentioned, it just happens. Swami just connects those dots. The equipments came because he connected the dots, and we are here and we spoke to you because he is connecting the dots all the time.
And I have to thank Swami for everything.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Sai Ram.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, You just heard a conversation with Dr. Ravi Goyal, a neurosurgeon from USA who makes annual visits to Swami's hospital in Whitefield, rendering selfless service in the Department of Neurology. This conversation was recorded on April 2012 in the Neuro OPD of the hospital, so the audio had a lot of ambient noise. And in conversation with Dr. Ravi Goyal was Radio Sai's Pishu Prashti. Well, dear listeners, the time in our studio is 12 p.m., a pleasant afternoon here in Prashant Nilayam Ashram. I am Raghu and this is the segment Service, Love in Action. In the segment, I speak about the various service activities taken up by Sai devotees across the globe. Well, the best example of selfless service that comes to my mind is a service rendered by Hanuman to Lord Rama. When someone asked him, "Who are you?" he instantly replied, "Dasoham Kausalendrasya," and the servant of Lord Rama. So moving further in this segment, dear listeners, let me play for you a lively bhajan on Hanuman from the album Bhavanjali.
Manojavam Maruta Tulya Vegam Jitendriyam Buddhi Matamarishtam Vatatmajam Vanarayuta Mukhyam Shri Ramadutam Sharanam Prapatye Shri Ramadutam Sharanam Prapatye Shri Ramadutam Sharanam वायु कुमारा वानर वीरा
वायु कुमारा वानर वीरा
वायु कुमारा वानर वीरा
वायु कुमारा वानर वीरा
अति बलवंता हनुमंता अति बलवंता हनुमंता केसरी नंदन अंजनी पुत्रा केसरी नंदन अंजनी पुत्रा जय हो पवन कुमारा जय हो पवन कुमारा जय हो पवन कुमारा जय हो पवन कुमारा वायु कुमारा वानर वीरा अति बलवंता हनुमंता केसरी नंदन अंजनी पुत्रा जय हो पवन कुमारा 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 kumara vanar veera.
You're listening to Radio Sai Global Harmony, bringing you the message of Bhagwan Sri Satya Sai Baba. Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories is our weekly radio series in which we bring you conversations with the former students of Bhagwan Baba's schools and colleges.
Let me narrate to you an episode. Our room leader was Kote sir. I asked him, is it compulsory to go for darshan?
Oh my God.
I had the nerve to ask him that.
I think it's a very sea change when you become a Sai student, because it's only when I've joined the Satya Sai College I discovered that this God is not a photograph on the wall, and he's not something so distant. It's something very, very near you.
And this was lovely, because there you had on the gymnastic bench the student on one side, Swami on the other side, locked in battle. Again, it was arm wrestling
with Swami.
And having been given the divine golden opportunity to have studied in his institutions and directly experienced his love, then we have to really live our lives to reflect his teachings.
Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories is our weekly radio series in which we bring you conversations with the former students of Bhagwan Baba's schools and colleges. You can listen to this on Asia Stream of Radio Sai on the Morning Glory segment of Thursday Live, which starts at 9:40 a.m. To know about the timings of this weekly series, Fleeting Moments, Lasting Memories, on other streams of Radio Sai, please go to the schedule page of our website, radiosai.org. You can also download and listen to Fleeting Moments at your leisure by visiting the link radiosai.org/Sai Students. That is radiosai.org/SAI STUDENTS, with Sai Students being one word. Thank you and happy listening. Sai Ram.
This is Radio Sai Global Harmony. You can know more about our program schedule by visiting our website at www.radiosai.org.
Sai Ram, dear listeners, welcome back to today's Thursday Live. This is the segment Service, Love in Action. Moving further in this segment, coming next is, dear listeners, is an episode from our radio series Medical Marvels of Love. In this series, we bring you patient profiles from the Sri Satya Sai Super Speciality Hospital, located in Prashantigram, Puttaparthi and Whitefield, Bangalore. In today's episode, you will listen to the moving story of how an unfortunate dog bite mysteriously transformed a bubbly little kid into a completely docile and depressed, continuously complaining and crying little one. For his parents, life had become a ceaseless nightmare. Their only source of constant joy was now the cause of their perennial sorrow. However, everything changed once they stepped into the Sri Satya Sai Super Speciality Hospital in Whitefield, Bangalore, in November 2009.
Sushmita and Ashish Chandra waited a long time before God blessed them with a bundle of joy. And what better name could they give their son than joy itself? That momentous day was December 3rd, 2002. Little Joy Chandra filled his parents' world with smiles and laughter. Like all bubbly kids, Joy loved playing football and cricket, eating chocolate and watching cartoons on TV. School excited him, and he was an exceptionally bright little spark at the kindergarten. 6 years later, in the summer of 2008, on a beautiful day, Sushmita had taken her son out for a walk to a nearby park. Suddenly, a vicious dog attacked little Joy. The mother looked on in horror as the canine bit her son's leg and left him bleeding profusely. Horrified and traumatized, little Joy cried inconsolably. Immediately, he was taken to a local doctor who patched up Joy's leg and dispensed the necessary medical care. Everything seemed normal for about 2 months. Then, on a fine day, as Joy sat to play with his toys, he couldn't get up again. Try as they might, concerned parents Sushmita and Ashish could not get their son to stand up. The child started wailing in pain, and from that day he was unable to use his legs. Sushmita recalls the chronology of the nightmare.
6 months before this incident, Joy had a problem in walking, but the doctors gave him medicines and he was all right. Quite unexpectedly, 2 months after the dog bit him, this problem seemed to have reoccurred. My son Joy refused to walk and he would keep crying all the time and talk about and describe how the dog ate his flesh. I couldn't do anything for him. I felt so absolutely helpless. As a mother, it was heartbreaking for me.
Joy's parents consulted many doctors in West Bengal, but none could find anything wrong with him. All his X-rays, MRIs and ENGs declared him perfectly healthy. The family is not affluent, but they were comfortable with the income Ashish generated from a small business enterprise. In the next few months, however, they spent all their savings on doctor's fees in a futile attempt to find out what was wrong with their 6-year-old boy. Joy refused to go anywhere. His best friends, Sujoy and Sayak, couldn't understand why he asked him to go away when they came round to play with him. He adamantly declined to go to school. He threw a tantrum if anyone tried to feed him anything, pushing away even chocolate. If anyone switched on the television, he screamed. And to the family's dismay and growing concern, he withdrew himself from everyone, even from his father. His mom, Sushmita, explains the situation.
He would just lie in the bed and cry continuously. Most of the time, when he was asleep, I would go into his room and weep my heart out. How could I see my little son in this state? My husband kept saying nothing is wrong with Joy and he would get better by himself. We had run out of all our money, but I couldn't just sit back and watch him suffer.
The agony of the determined mother was not lost on the universe and its compassionate creator.
Around this time, a family friend told us about Baba's super speciality hospital in Puttaparthi. He even mentioned that the treatment here is offered totally free of cost.
Ashish tried to dissuade his wife from taking their son to Puttaparthi, fearing the burden of additional expenditure. But Sushmita decided that this was her only hope and went ahead and booked their tickets. And so on 17th November 2009, the couple found themselves in the Sri Satya Sai Institute of High Medical Sciences, Prashanti Gram. After several tests in the Department of Orthopedics, the doctors referred Joy to see a neurologist, their sister hospital, Sri Satya Sai Institute of High Medical Sciences, Bangalore. given their holistic approach to patient care. The doctors assessed not only the physical trauma of their little patient, but also his emotional state. After thorough consideration of Joy's physical, mental, emotional and spiritual state, the doctors at the Sai Super Specialty Hospital in Whitefield, Bangalore, finally concluded that Joy's problem was purely a psychological one, and accordingly started treating him with medicines, physiotherapy and counseling. Miss Deepika Rani, the physiotherapist who worked with Joy, says,
even though there was no physical abnormality, Joy was unable to move his legs from the almost fetal-like position he was brought to us in. We worked on straightening his legs and gently persuading him to stop weeping all the time. By the time he was discharged in early December 2009, he was able to walk with support from his mother.
Dr. Joshi, Senior Consultant, Department of Neurology at Baba's Whitefield Hospital, explained the peculiar patient profile.
There was nothing physically wrong with Joy. You know, he had severe pain in his knee joints and he seemed withdrawn, scared, depressed, and he was constantly crying. The chronic ache seemed to be a response of the nervous system to the dog bite. So what we did was, with the help of medicines prescribed by the psychiatrist and physiotherapy, we saw a substantial improvement in his state over a period of 10 days. And what I would also like to add is the energy in this place, the energy in this hospital, that is an important factor in healing psychological problems, and that is what we saw in Joy Chandra's case.
Within 2 days of starting treatment, Joy could sit up in bed and could even be persuaded to straighten his legs for the first time in months. Gradually, he stopped his constant crying and started to eat.
It was amazing. I have a lot of faith in Swami, and every day I pray for my son to be able to walk again. Seeing Joy's improvement, my faith has been strengthened. The doctors and the nurses at Baba's hospital are so full of love, and they speak so nicely to my little one. I think that has been one of the key factors in his remarkable recovery.
Says an overwhelmed Sushmita, who spent 2 memorable weeks in Baba's hospital taking care of her little one who was getting better every passing day. After his return home, the Sri Satya Sai Institute of High Medical Sciences became concerned when Joy's parents didn't bring him back for a follow-up checkup, which was scheduled a month later. They wondered whether he was still bedridden, but were in a pleasant surprise, or rather in this case, no news from the patient was good news. To the delight of his parents, Joy is totally different boy from what he was a few months ago. He goes out to play football with his friends. He is back at school and enjoying it. He delights in cartoons, action movies, and listening to music. He eats with relish and has rediscovered the joy of eating chocolate. The happiness in his mother's voice is apparent when she tells us over the phone that her son is well again.
Swami has cured him. He can actually walk again. He eats by himself and he even goes out to play. I can't believe it. Sai Ram.
Sushmita's voice chokes with tears that have welled up in her eyes. The Sai healthcare system has once again restored the much longed for joy in the young patient Joy Chandra's world. What differentiated the treatment here from what his parents had sought earlier was the concern of Sai doctors for all aspects of Joy's personality, not just signs of his physical distress. They sought the root cause of his physical pain, and having traced it to his emotional and mental trauma, they treated him in totality.
Sairam, dear listeners, welcome back to today's Thursday Life. This is a segment, Service Love in Action. Well, you just heard an episode of our radio series, Medical Marvels of Love. In this series, we bring you patient profiles from the Sri Satya Sai Super Speciality Hospitals located at Prashanthi Gram, Puttaparthi, and the other in Whitefield, Bangalore. In today's episode, dear listeners, you heard a moving story of how an unfortunate dog bite mysteriously transformed a bubbly little kid into a completely docile and depressed, continuously complaining and crying little one. For his parents, life had become a ceaseless nightmare, and their only source of constant joy was now the cause of their perennial sorrow. However, everything changed once they stepped into the Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Whitefield, Bangalore, in November 2009. Well, dear listeners, I hope you enjoyed this episode of Medical Marvels of Love. The time in our studio is 12:25, and as always, it's time for me to take your leave. So, placing this segment at the lotus feet of our beloved Swami, and dear listeners, once again, wishing you all a very happy new year. This is Raghu from Team Radio Sai, signing off, and I'm leaving you with a bhajan from the album Bhavanjali.
Dear listeners, your feedback is valuable to us in order to improve our programs. Please write to us with your suggestions and comments. You can email them to listener@radiosai.org. Thank you. Sai Ram.
Chitram Vadatarur Mule Shishya Guru Yuva Guru Astu Mauna Vyakyanam Shishyastu Chirna Sam
Sana Krishna.